Today is Thursday, July 9th, 2026. We appreciate you joining us as we gather to thank God for another day. Our Minute with the Master this morning is from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Perseverance begins with where we look. When trouble rises, our first instinct is often to fix it, to fight it, or to flee. But Scripture calls us this morning to seek, not solutions first, but the strength of the Lord. Real endurance starts in his very presence. When a crisis comes, we can either be swallowed by fear or we can be strengthened by faith. The difference lies in where we turn. God's strength is not reserved for the super spiritual. It is for people like you, and it is for people like me. That exhausted mom who prays between chores, that overwhelmed student who opens his or her Bible before a test, or the grieving heart that keeps worshiping God in spite of the pain. Yes, God's strength is for the one who gets out of bed when they would rather stay down. It is for the single parent holding everything together alone. And it is for you when life feels like it is simply too much. When we seek God's face, we gain more than answers. We gain the assurance that we are not alone in this life. Seeking God is not a one-time thing. It is daily, sometimes moment by moment. It is choosing to keep moving forward. It is saying, God, I do not have the strength, but you do. Your reminder for today is this. Do not give up if you are in a crisis today. Instead, look up, keep seeking. God sees you, he walks with you, and he gives you strength to persevere, and he gives you what you need to be victorious. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Timms and Kina. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Kina.
Thank you, Sister Prince. And good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. This morning, we have a praise report from Tura J. She writes, I would like to share a praise report. I've been discharged from the hospital after treatment, and the infection is completely gone, along with all the pain. I thank God for leading the physician team to the right treatment plan and everyone for all of the prayers. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Almez, she was in a car accident. We pray for complete healing with no complications or lasting injuries. Campbell, he works at a gun shop for hunters, and while showing a rifle to a customer, the gun went off when he sat it on the counter, and shrapnel went into both of his eyes. We pray for surgery to be successful and for him to fully recover and for there to be no permanent damage. Those recovering from surgery, we pray for a full recovery without complications. Patrick R., we pray for spiritual growth and for the wisdom to lead his family in making Christ-centered decisions. Small business owners, we intercede for business ventures to be blessed, for business owners to walk in the integrity of the Lord, and for their efforts to be successful and prosperous. Those who the doctors have given up on. We thank God for being in control and trust him with the outcome. We pray for loved ones to be strengthened. Young laborers for Christ. We pray God prepares and calls young men and women to his service who are committed and faithful. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray for endurance for those in need of staying power, increased faith for those who have allowed doubt to creep into their minds, and perseverance for those who are growing weary. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Abba, Father, which art in heaven, we holler your name this morning, thanking you for your goodness and your kindness, asking you to forgive us of all of our sins and our thoughts, our shortcomings. God, we plead the blood right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for washing us and cleansing us, because we don't want nothing between you and us. We come standing in the gap, making up the hedge this morning. Oh, God, we need thee. We pray, God, for strength, for endurance, God, on this journey. Oh, God, we press in this morning in the name of Jesus. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, God, we press in. We press in. You are that bridge over troubled water. You are the strong power that we run into. You are present help in time of need, in time of trouble. You are our refuge. You are our shield, and you are our butler this morning. You are a way maker. Our God, you are everything. You are all we God. So we press in. We press in to you in the name of Jesus. We pray now for treatment plans, that you give them new eyes. You give them alert ears. You give them visions in the name of Jesus. Every medical team, every science team, we press in to you this morning. You're the creator of every creature. You made every organ in our body. You made the brain. So we pray as men and women sit around a table to come up with the antidote for sickness. We know that the antidote is Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you be in the midst of it. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you this morning, oh God, for hearing us, because you told us if we come call on your name, if we cry out, you will hear us. We pray for that had an accident to be healed. We pray for them that's going in surgery, Campbell, that the gun went off. God, I know that you can take the eyeballs and wash them clean. You can remove all the fragments from the eyes. Why? Because there was a boy that was blind from his mother's womb. You told him to spit dirt. Spit on the dirt and put on the eyes. Yes, God. You take foolish things to conform the wise. We pray this morning, oh God, that you're wiping our sight clean in the name of Jesus. And them that have had surgery, we say recovery is on the way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Recovery is on the way for whatever sickness whatever you're going through. Hold on to God. Hold on to God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Patrick to walk in the steps that God has given him to lead his family. We pray that Patrick will love his wife like Christ loved the church. We pray that Patrick will be a good father figure to his children. Spend time with his kids. There was family at the beginning. At the very beginning when God made Adam and Eve. It was important that family love one another. That men take their rightful place. Not just be the bill carrier, but be the one that can their children can look up to, and the one that their wives can respect. In the name of Jesus, leading God, Patrick, causing to love his wife like Christ loved the church. We thank you this morning. We praise you now for every small business that they will flourish. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that we all, young, old, middle age, will be laborers for Christ, that we will shine like the sun, that we will be light in a dark place, that we will be salt of the earth. In the name of Jesus, we'll be world changers, renowned speakers. We pray that our children and our generations to come and our grandchildren will love God, will know how God operates when they see Jesus in us. Yes, it is love that keeps us together. It's the glue of salvation. In the name of Jesus, we pray now for everyone that's sick in the hospital, in nursing homes, in rehab home. Get up off of your bed of affliction. Arise. Arise and come alive. We pray this morning for everyone that need organs. We pray that there's a food bank in heaven. There's an organ bank in heaven. In the name of Jesus, there's a salvation bank in heaven. There's a way maker bank in heaven. We put it down to make a deposit in our account. In the name of Jesus, we declare this morning that God has given us strength where we're weak. Don't feel bad when you feel weak. Rejoice, because you no longer have to work in your strength. God will pick you up and carry you. Thank you, God, for perseverance and not giving up. Don't you quit. Don't throw in the towel. Your breakthrough is on the way. Yes, God. Yes, God. We pray for them that are traveling, that you hold the car in the road, hold the plane in the air, hold the boat on the sea, in the name of Jesus, and that people will be able to vacate and see God in all of his glory. Walk outside and look at the trees, hear the birds singing, in the name of Jesus. See the mountains go up. See the valleys look good, because in the valley there is rivers. See the beach flowing. He gave us all things to richly enjoy, in the name of Jesus. But we take you with us to protect us and keep us safe. Thank you now. Thank you now. We pray comfort for them that have lost loved ones. We pray comfort for them that have lost children on the way, on this journey. Oh God. Oh God. Mend our hearts in the name of Jesus. for that great day, we are all be reunited in the name of Jesus. We pray now for Iran. We pray for Russia, Venezuela. We pray for those places that's up under attack, that's having war. In the name of Jesus, we pray that wars will cease and the land will refurbish itself. We pray for peace in the land, salvation and revival to come. We pray for the president in the White House and all the officials in the name of Jesus that makes decisions. We know that Jesus said, for the government is upon his shoulder. We know that Jesus said, render Caesar what is due Caesar. But God, we stand in the gap for them that make decisions, that they make them, oh God, out of wisdom and not out of their flesh. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the government. We pray for the White House. We pray for the church house. We pray for your house and my house. We plead the blood of Jesus over every doorpost. We plead the blood of Jesus over your house. So when trouble tries to come, it'll see the blood. It'll see the blood in the name of Jesus. We put it on our doorposts of our house. We wear the blood like a badge. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard on our behalf. Yes, God, no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. In every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, God will condemn. We command the devil to get under our feet. We not allow nothing today to aggravate us or frustrate us. We will have stress or anxiety. What we will have will be the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord gives us strength. We thank you. We thank you that we seek your joy. That we have your joy. As a fruit that's hanging on the tree. With joy come love and peace and faithfulness and meekness. We thank you now. We glorify you. We honor you. We honor you. And we appreciate you. In Jesus' name. Thank God. And amen.
Thank God. Amen. And thank you, Elder Timms. We pray for the Lord to walk with you and flip some things in your favor today. We will meet tomorrow at the same time. This concludes our prayer time on this Thursday morning. Goodbye.